Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Keisu. We're here at the Burlington Toy Con. We're here with actor John Ross Bowie from The Big Bang Theory. He plays Barry Kripke. We've actually seen you on a bunch of other stuff, though. Glee and Psych. And
oh, wow, yeah, you've done your homework, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The wife here is a big Glee fan, so that's where we first saw you, actually.
Oh, really? That was a fun episode. That was a really, really fun episode. It was, those kids worked so hard. I'm not even kidding. Those kids were shooting our stuff, and then they were going off to rehearse a dance number for another episode that night, and then they were recording a song that they were going to lip sync to the following day. They're workhorses.
Wow. So, you've probably been asked this a million times, but the Kripke voice, is that something you came up with on your own, and how difficult is it to keep doing that voice for an entire episode?
What voice?
I'm just kidding.
I went in to audition for the role, and I just came in with that Kripke swagger. I just played him as a really arrogant alpha nerd, and they thought it was funny, but Chuck Lorre was in the room. It was Chuck, Bill Prady, and Lee Aronson were sitting on a couch, and you're standing in front of them doing your dance monkey dance thing, and Chuck suggested that he should have some sort of weakness, and he suggested a speech impediment. And I said, well, I have a problem with my S's anyway. And he goes, no, something else. Can you do like a Tom Brokaw liquid L kind of thing? And I was like, oh, I can try. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, oh, I suck at accents. I'm terrible at this kind of thing. This is so not the kind of actor I am. And sure enough, what came out was this ridiculous Elmer Fudd thing. But and I, as I was saying, I was like, I am costing myself this gig right now.
Rose from, I'm trying to, I know the episode where they stole their faces.
That's awesome.
And it's Donna.
Cut that out.
Stop it.
So I'm doing the Elmer Fudd thing, and Chuck starts laughing really hard. He's got this amazing high pitched giggle, and that was it. I got the job in the room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, since we're geeks here, and you work on The Big Bang Theory,
you don't say.
Well, yes.
A little bit. Yeah. Kind of on the geeks.
Your wife's Spider-Man shirt did not fit me off,
no,
but okay.
Are you into comic books or anything that they talk about on the show?
Not as much as some, but more so than almost anybody on the show. Kevin Sussman's an authentic comic book nerd and actually used to work at a comic book store in New York, the name of which escapes me right now. I'm a light comic book nerd. I'm actually not that into superhero stuff, but I love Brian K. Vaughan's work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Brian K. Vaughan fan. I'm really into the Ed Brubaker comics. His whole criminal series is great. And he does... what I'm really into of late, although I'm not caught up, is Gotham Central PD. Have you read any of those?
Some of it, yeah.
I love that for some reason. I just love the idea of like the cops who are trying to like hold down their lives while there's this mass vigilante running around, and it's such an interesting idea for a comic book series. And they do really, really great work.
Nice.
So that's really fun. What else am I digging these days? I just read Mark Andreyko's Torso, which is really interesting and really beautifully drawn. Scalped is great. Do you know Scalped? The one about the reservation in the Dakotas?
I heard it. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Oh, man, I can't recommend Scalped enough. Scalped is like The Wire. It's so good. There's no fantasy element at all, but there's this this guy who comes back to his Indian reservation, but he's an undercover narcotics detective now, and the characters are just so thick and interesting and complex. It's really I kind of wish it was a TV show. It's so exciting and fun to read.
Oh, nice. Are there any other TV shows you would love to be a guest on or a part of?
You know, I just did an episode. I did a few episodes of the show Episodes.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be on in the new year.
Show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It was really fun, dude. I got to go over to the UK to do it because even though it takes place in LA, they shoot it in the UK, which is why they can never go outdoors because the weather never looks like Los Angeles when you're in England. But while I was there, I passed an actual Dalek. They had like a Dalek sitting in the lobby of the production building, and I'd love to do a Doctor Who. I'm not a huge Doctor Doctor Who. I am a Doctor Who fan. I'm just not caught up. I'm still on the David Tennant episode.
Oh, me too, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, that actually makes me feel much better. But there have been a couple of incidents on Doctor Who where they've had American characters come on, and it's clearly British guys doing American yeah. accents because they talk like this, and everyone they think that we all speak like this, and that drives me up the wall. So I would love to be an authentic American on a Doctor Who sometime. That's my dream. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, cool.
We will support that. We totally back that.
Do you? Oh, that's good to hear. That's
definitely.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Now, do you have any upcoming projects that you would like to pimp on the show?
So I've got the run on episodes. I did about half their season playing a psychiatrist on episodes. That's coming out in the new year. I did a wonderful, really sweet children's show for the Disney Channel called Sophia the First.
You just made the family's day, actually.
I'm on the season finale as Sven, the singing seahorse. So I actually get to sing. You see, that got your attention more than anything I have said so far. Which is
who.
Okay. Okay.
And just reeled her in with Sophia the First.
What's great about the Sophia the First is that I've got a 6-year-old daughter, and she's just over the moon that her dad's going to be a seahorse on there, and I got to sing, and it was really just a dream gig. It was really, really fun. I have a couple scenes with Ariel.
Nice.
So it's pretty awesome, yeah.
Don't erase that one.
Don't erase it. For the love of God, Diana, don't erase that. It's fine if you do. It's fine. They'll rerun it to death. It's Sophia the First.
And I didn't get to see the whole thing, and I won't let her forget it.
And we'll get her a little more excited. You were on The Mighty Bee as well, I think.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Well, you've done your homework.
She's a fan of the show as well, actually.
I was on The Mighty Bee, and not only was I on The Mighty Bee, the episode I was on had a song called Running with the Rainbow Unicorn that I wrote.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know.
I wrote Running with the Rainbow Unicorn. That is my little power pop contribution to Mighty Bee, yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That was that annoying little pop hook. That's me. That came from me.
Oh, right on.
I've known Amy Amy Poehler, who did the voice. I've known her for years. I actually met my wife in her improv class in New York. So we've known Amy for 13, 14 years. And when that show came on, I got a chance to write a couple episodes freelance, and at one point I wrote the episode called We Got the Bee.
Oh, okay.
So We Got the Bee has a song in it because it's where Bessie tries to be in a band, and I wrote that song. So there you go.
Oh, cool.
And you know all those episodes right back as well. Yeah.
This has worked out to be like the perfect interview to involve everyone.
I'm trying to get everyone involved here. I'm really yeah.
Nice. Now, have the producers let you know what crypt you might be up to in the upcoming season? Any spoilers?
I don't know anything. I find out a couple days. Here's what happens. They call me up and they check my availability, and I'm usually available, and I say yes. And then they call back and they go, just so you're cool, we're going to have a thing where you're climbing up a rock wall. Hope you're okay with that. Bye, click. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or we're going to dump a bunch of chemical foam on you. Hope that's okay. All right, see ya, boom. So they keep me as on my toes as anybody. So I am not really in the loop. I know they started a couple weeks ago. I think they're on episode 4 right now.
Oh, okay.
But they know where to find me.
Nice.
Yeah, hiding in Canada.
Yes. Tucked out in the Burlington Holiday Inn, as usual.
You know. Stick around. We'll keep you.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I definitely hope Canada's treating you well, and we certainly appreciate your time today.
Oh, it's been a delight, man. Really fun.
And continued success.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it, Jay.
Have a great
day. We're shaking hands. I know it's not a visual medium, but it's the sound of us shaking hands.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.